Blog Talk Radio.
Own your life.
What's up? I'm Tito Ortiz.
This is Rob Van Dam.
Hi, this is Mark Merrill.
Hi, my name is Ray Lloyd, Glacier in World Championship Wrestling.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and I just want to say that DDP's yoga pretty much changed my life.
I was 37 years old, and basically I was just taking a pass on everything and letting life pass me by.
You gotta get your hands.
Diamond Cutter. Take it back. Bring your arms out to a T. Clench your fist. Hulk it up. Woo!
Cause it's time. It's your time.
I feel better now at 40 than I ever have my entire life, and that's not just a cliche, it's the truth. So thank you.
I am stronger now. I'm going to be 52 years old. I'm stronger now than I've ever been in my entire life. Absolutely incredible.
DDP Yoga changed my life.
And it will change yours.
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Self high five.
Another Wednesday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and you're here with us, the best damn internet radio team on the planet, listening to the best motivational, inspirational workout radio program anywhere. It's DDP Radio with Marky, Robert, and Stacy. What's going on, guys?
Hey,
way too much.
What's that?
I said way too much, man. Hey, you know, before we get into it, I got to tell everybody what I just told you, Sparky. And that's, we've got yet another WWE superstar on DDP Yoga, and that's William Regal.
Bang. That is phenomenal. He is, like, one of the best of all time. We were talking a little bit about that. But for UK guy, for an announcer, for a commentator, that guy's just class all the way around, I think.
Oh, God, yeah. He's one of the – I don't know. I know you don't know a lot of wrestling, Stacy, but this guy – how old do you think William Regal is, Sparky?
How old do I think he is?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would pick him 40s.
Yeah, I would go older than that. But, I mean, he's been wrestling – he started wrestling at, like, Carney's when he was, like, 14 and 15 years old. And it's, you know – he's been in almost every promotion. He's been all over the world, and this guy is just amazing.
Well, let me Google this. And according to Wikipedia, 43.
Ah. Hmm.
But
in other words, Robert.
You know, Patrick, that is.
Yeah.
So Robert, he's been at wrestling for a while, so he's pretty battered at this stage.
I would say so, but I mean, because he's taken it easy the last few years, and he's had more of a manager role and things like that, but he's one of those guys that can be 80 years old and would still be able to go.
Yeah. You know, one of the coolest things about him, too, is that his ring persona, he's always been Regal. He's always been, you know, who he is, which is pretty cool. He's had basically a lasting character since he started.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he hasn't had to do too many variations of his gimmick, which is pretty cool. But you throw him up there, and if people haven't heard, was it over the weekend or at the end of last week that Curt Hawkins gave a shout-out?
That was just a couple of days ago. Maybe it was either yesterday or the day, I mean, because we've got... Here, let me back up. DDP went to Raw in Atlanta, and you know, because he was in Atlanta, so he went backstage and talking to the guys. And Jericho and Santino put over DDP. It was huge. So I don't have the complete list in front of me, but Curt Hawkins, Daniel Bryan, Vicky Guerrero, Daniels, Primo. There's like nine different guys who got the DVDs.
Did Cho say something about it? Or am I just imagining that?
Cho, I haven't seen him because I haven't seen Big Show's Twitter, but I would not be surprised because Dallas is hanging out with Big Show this weekend, and if you're hanging out with Dallas, you're going to be doing DDP yoga, you know?
That's cool. This weekend was so cool, and we'll get into that, but before we do, I wanted to give a shout out to everybody who's listening, and thank you for listening. And if you're in the chat tonight, Stacy is without computer, so she's still here, ready to answer your question. So if you have one, ask it. Throw it up in the chat, and we're going to get to it. And if you're not in the chat, and you're listening on the phone, and you want to call us, and you got a question for one of us, or one of our upcoming guests, which is going to be Adam Ed Chandler. I'm calling him Adam now, from the site. He's our our mixed martial. Well, he's not really mixed martial arts, but he does the jiu-jitsu on the site. He's a badass guy. We got Steve Yu, who helped film this, and he's throwing it all together. He's like the producer of the infomercial. Harry's going to be in, and Doug Steffen may come by to say hi. So we got a packed show for you tonight. But if you want to call, the number's 347-994-1216, and we'll be there. And Katie, we'll just have Robert hook up with DDP and make sure that Punk gets in. And, you know, the message will be, Katie sent him.
And I'm sure that'll carry a lot of weight.
that'll bring him right in.
Now, we've actually got, we may have already have some of your callers in because we've got three people on hold already. And actually, I think I know that number. Where's my phone? I think Steve may have already been on the line because we've got a Atlanta caller. Where's my phone?
We can bring them in. And, you know, Stacy, how was that overall as a weekend for you? Because it was pretty amazing. I was there less than 48 hours, but it was packed.
It was. I mean, for me, it was kind of surreal. It kind of was like walking onto a movie set and seeing all these characters, you know, that I've seen in videos and on the Team DDP website for all these years, and here they are in 3D, you know, Arthur, Terry, you. It was just... Diane was there, Diane Douglas. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty cool. I remember I'm getting to the airport, and my wife Jen was just like, you know, and other people were like, oh, yeah, you're going to get there, and he's going to be too good for you, this and that. DDP rolls up in his Tahoe, picks me up at the airport. It was cool, and, you know, he hops right out, saw me hop right out, and the first thing he did was giving me a big hug, thanked me for being there, and then grabbed my luggage and threw it in his trunk. So if you don't think this is real, and if you don't think that this is a family, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, and you know, remember at the after party, he was making gluten-free pizza for everyone and serving it to us.
Yeah, I saw the video for that Ed put up.
Yeah. And he was having a blast with it. You know, the wine was flowing, things were cool. It was like, and he was making sure that everybody was having a good. I can't count the number of times he kind of turned around to me and was like, "Spark, you having fun?" You know, like yeah. I mean, but it was really cool. I think some of the cool things is, you know, when I stepped up to you, Stacy, I'm sitting there and I was having a glass of wine talking to somebody, and I didn't realize that you had walked in to Steve's, and I saw you standing in the corner, and I'm like, that's Stacy. And the first thing that hit me, I'm like, Stacy's about 6 inches taller than I thought she was. and then I walked over, and I had my glasses on. I was like, hey, and you were like,
I was
like, do I know you?
I know you.
Oh, and hey, Steve just texted me and told me the name I was forgetting of our new the guys who got the DVDs. And the other one is The Miz.
Oh, The Miz. That's pretty cool.
Ah, okay.
That's
yeah,
all right.
Sparky, you've got a whole new look going on. I didn't recognize you, and you looked really sharp, I've got to tell you.
Thank you. I had to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody there, for the most part, you know, has the bar raised. There's beautiful people all over the place. Then he brings me in. I don't know what was going on with that, but you know.
But I really wish I could have been there now because I didn't know Sparky could look good. So I really, really missed out.
I had somebody else tell me today, and I think it's me being absent or of the headband and wearing glasses. Because I had somebody else tell me today, they're like, I'm glad I saw you in the pizza video in the background because I'd have never guessed you'd seeing you if you had that on without your headband or your glasses on. So
nice.
Yes. So I guess I'm going to have to start wearing my gimmick everywhere I go.
Yeah.
And I know that when Doug calls, he's calling in from Germany. So I think is this Doug?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, brother. I wanted to get you on because
hey,
I know that you're waking up in the middle of the night to talk to us.
Yeah.
It is 3 a.m. there, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And thanks for calling. This is Brotherly Love, and this is this is a part, if you're listening, of what family is about, because Doug his ass out of bed in Germany in the middle of the night because he wanted to give you guys the lowdown on what it means to be, you know, part of Team DDP Yoga and to be in the infomercial. So, how's it going, brother?
Going pretty good.
So, how much of a thrill was it for you to finally make the case of everything that you've done with DDP Yoga and to be, you know, one of the spots in the infomercial?
Well, it was Yep, excuse me, because I'm just waking up here. But it was actually, you know, I had to fly in 2 weeks earlier because I went for a home for spring break for my daughter. So I took a day and flew out and saw Dallas and Atlanta. And, you know, I'd seen him multiple times now, which is, you know, it's always a great time every time I see him. And it's just, I don't know, you know, it's just an amazing, every time you get around him, it's just energy, you know, it's just contagious. You know, you just, I don't know, I can't even explain it, you know. And for me, it was really, really nice, not just the infomercial, but just meeting, you know, I'd met Yoga Doc before, and especially for me, you know, there's a few people, especially that I've always wanted to meet, and I know this one is more important to Stacy than me, but I have a great friendship with her, and that is meeting Terry. You know, it was just an amazing time. You know, we sat, it wasn't just about the infomercial shoot, it was just about, you know, we sat together in, at Terry's house. Dallas and I got a workout in, and then we sat downstairs. He had to do some running around for his daughter's birthday, so Terry and I just sat around and talked, and we talked about, you know, eating and food and, you know, just healthy living, and, you know, she there's a book out there now, Wheat Belly. She was reading that. I just got it in through Amazon, so I'm going to be reading that. But the infomercial – I'm sorry?
I was going to say that Wheat Belly is catching the world of DDP Yoga on fire right now. I just grabbed it and started reading it. And so far, like 10 pages in, it's a pretty good read, and it's pretty telling as far as where it's going, and there's some pretty logical things in there.
Mm-hmm. But, and then we did the infomercial shoot at Steve's house, and, you know, it was just an awesome time. I mean, amazing time. You know, it always is. It's way too short for me because I only had a day. And I was really a little bit upset because I was 2 weeks short of getting to see, you know, spend some time with everybody. Because I pretty much met just about everybody except for Ed. I haven't met him. But everybody else I think you listed, I've already met, which is great. And I'll have to agree with Robert that Spark will never look good, so it doesn't matter.
you guys can all be jealous of the miraculous good looks that the great Lord has bestowed upon me. It's okay.
Yeah, but, jealous is probably not the word that I would use.
Good thing the kids look like your wife, man.
I do have to say, Doug, it was funny. After I gave like Stacy and Terry, you know, hugs, being like, hey, it's great to meet you. I had to give them a second hug, and they're just kind of like, huh? And they got it when I was like, this one's from Doug. They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we missed you, Doug.
I wish I was there. I was there in spirit, though. The good thing is I got a chance. You weren't there yet, Stacy, but I did get a chance to call and speak to Arthur, speak to Terry and Steve when Sparky was there, when all the guys were doing the shoot there. So at least I got a chance to speak to them.
Yeah, it was pretty damn cool of you to call in then too. It was like kind of like having you there as the best we could. And but man, the shoot was really awesome. And I think all of us probably did some of the same things. I know when Dallas said it was 2 months out, I was like, oh shit. You know, I want to make sure that I can look the best I can. And I was shooting to make sure that when I got there, you know, there's always some fluctuation, that I wanted to be the 50 pounds down that I am. So I started having to trim up. So, and really sort of focus again, like I did when I originally had it, because when you have it, you have it, and you're on tap. And then, you know, sometimes things get comfortable for a while. So what, Stacy and Doug, what did you guys do so to get ready for it? Because I know there's a lot of people listening, and I know Steve's already thrown out the challenge to say, if you want to be in the next infomercial, you know, let me know. But what people should know is how to get there.
Yeah, well, I you know, kind of went into training mode, and I started doing 2 workouts a day. And I tightened up a little. I didn't get too strict, but I eliminated some of the higher caloric foods from my, you know, repertoire for about maybe 1-2 months tops. And like I said, I didn't get too strict because that tends to backfire. I just ate a little cleaner.
Mhm. And Doug, I know you were doing a lot of the same thing, because you actually got me thinking about juicing, which actually is kind of really caught on in Team DDP Yoga. Actually, the top blog right now is about juicing. It's in the top blog for like a week or two. So,
hey, and since we've got Doug here, we've got somebody else who's joined the conversation. Are you there?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Terry.
Hey. Hi. I missed you last week.
I missed you too.
So glad we had a chance to spend that day together. I mean,
I know.
Really special to get to know you personally, besides on the phone and all, and everything that you do for the team. And I had a great time, of course, meeting or seeing Arthur again. Arthur and I have filmed before, and of course, I loved meeting everybody. It's great to see Sparky, and I just met Chris Garbiano last night. We were at Steve Dallas and I filming again, and just everybody, and Ed and wife, and it's all like so good to put the face and give you all a hug, and it's like it was just amazing to see everybody and to call ahead and hear your story from your own lips. And then, you know, it was Steve doing a lot of the technical and asking some questions, and I was trying to keep everybody on track and get those sound bites, and Dallas was guiding in and out. But of course, for me, very, very special was finally meeting Stacy face to face. We've been talking for years, and I've become very close to her, and so it was very emotional for her and I to meet each other. It was.
I just got a little bit emotional. My Terry.
Pardon? Hi, Steve.
I just got a little bit emotional, didn't I?
Yeah, just a little. I lost it, too. Who knows what Steve filmed. But you guys, if you could see, we came, it was like across the atrium, like a ballroom. If we'd been a man and woman, we would have been making love on the floor. It's like we came across eye to eye, didn't know anything around us, did we? It was just, and I watched her just lose it, and I just lost it with her, and now it's the end of that.
You guys kind of had a, like a slow-mo, you had me at the low scene in your head.
Hey, you know, Sparky, I wanted to say one thing. You know, I know you're talking about the infomercial and stuff, but this is one of the key points about DDP yoga, you know. Everything else, it's just about the people that you meet and you become bond with, and it's like you have so much love and friendship, and, you know, it's just an amazing feeling of the same people that have the same thoughts and things in their minds, and they're going through the same thing you are, and you just become such an amazing bond with these people.
It's true. I said this during the infomercial, and I'll say it again. I don't know if I would have made it this far without the unconditional acceptance of the members, you know, cheering me on and helping me up when I fell and had a bad day. I mean, there's nothing like that.
No, and you guys are absolutely right. And I think, you know, what Dallas has created, it's because he really gives a shit. You know, there are people who have programs like you got those other programs that last 90 days. Those guys have a community, and it's kind of built up on one-upmanship. This is built on family, and it's like anybody who's here cares about, you know, getting themselves in shape and then helping the next person who comes on to get their life back in order. And it's because it's top-down caring about people. It's the most amazing community. I think in the 2 years that I've been here, there's been one person who's come in sort of with, you know, this intent to sort of piss off the world because they weren't right with themselves. They didn't last long. Just one. And that's over, like, there's about 2,000 people here.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we got one other guy who had the pleasure of, you know, coming in for the infomercial. And he gets to give us a new twist because he's into jiu-jitsu, and he's really kicking ass with the program. He is Mr. Video and threw up the Dallas Making Pizza video. Ed, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, guys?
Going good, man.
So,
we're getting a lot of background noise.
Weekend,
so
man.
You there?
Yeah, how the weekend
yeah,
go, you
yeah,
know?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. You guys got me?
Mm-hmm.
We got you. So you came to the program and you were doing the martial arts and stuff. You've been in for about 2 months, right?
Yeah, 2 months.
So, you know, if you want to give people like a quick recap on who you are, why you came here, and then, you know, we got, you know, Stacy and Terry and Doug on the line, so... You know, kind of roll with it on how the infomercial went with you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, basically, you know, I've been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for about 5 years. It helped me lose weight, and the goal is to get back in shape, but I can never get past that 200-pound mark on the scale. You know, and I was looking for something, you know, to do at home. And, you know, I've been a fan of Dallas's for, you know, a while. I've seen, you know, his program on the internet, and what I loved about it was the only thing you needed besides the DVDs was a heart monitor. I didn't have to buy any extra equipment, so I checked it out, and, you know, with the community at Team DDP Yoga, you know, the motivation was there, the support was there to, you know, keep doing it, and in 2 months, you know, I hit my goal weight loss-wise, but my flexibility, and I thought I was pretty flexible before the program, but my flexibility has improved. The weight loss has been great. The core strength has helped out my jiu-jitsu training and helped me out in competitions. And then
I was going to say about the core strength and the flexibility, you actually put a video up where you were talking through a move and you were saying, I would have never been able to. You, and I don't even know the name of the move, but you were like, you had like a leg wrap around some guy and you were reaching up, sort of
yeah,
with your back up in the hips.
Yeah, you could see that video that I posted on my Team DDP Yoga page. But basically, you know, it's a triangle choke from your back where you have to use, you know, your core strength to lift your legs up and above your opponent's head and then wrap one leg around the back of their head to pull them down to lock up, you know, it's basically a chokehold. And in the past, I would have to wait for my opponent to lose their balance and fall into the choke, where now, because of the weight loss, the increased flexibility and the increased core strength, I can go ahead and execute that move without having to wait for them.
Yeah. So these guys who are listening, who might be into martial arts, who might be into grappling, who might be into some of this stuff, the MMA stuff, I mean, what you just said right there is amazing, because instead of sort of waiting to get lucky into a move, I mean, that, you can be aggressive and really attack on that one, right?
Yeah, there's more, I have more dictation as to where the game is going to go when we're on the mat.
So what's really cool about, I think, the infomercial then and how you came in with your story is that this is what you did in just 2 months. I mean, you're talking about having done this for 5 years, and then in 2 months you could rock that move. And then you're in Atlanta with Barry and Stacy and DDP and Steve Yu and stuff. So, tell the people about, meeting those guys, actually meeting Terry, who is, the Athena DDP Yoga. She has been here since the beginning and is an amazing person. How was that for you?
It was amazing. It felt like, I told my friends when I got back home, it felt like everybody involved, we all went to college together. And it was just like we never missed a day apart. These are people that I've never met face-to-face. I've only communicated with them through emails, through the Team DDP Yoga website. And soon as we met, it felt like we were just, long friends. And there was no uncomfortableness. There was no nerves. I've never met Dallas before. And I thought, here's a guy – I watched, on Nitro, week after week after week. I'm like, I'm going to probably be nervous. I'm going to be sweating. Dude, laid back, calm, welcomed me into the family. And that's what you guys were talking about earlier, the family atmosphere. My wife joined me on the trip. And matter of fact, about maybe an hour ago, we just knocked out a DDP yoga routine, fat burner and red hot core. And, that family atmosphere motivated her that, hey, when we get back home, Monday, Wednesday, Friday night, 7 o'clock, that's our time to knock out DDP yoga together.
So, Terry, now that we got a couple personalities on here, how was it for you sort of coordinating all these guys? And what did you see, talking to everybody that they sort of had in common?
The common, first, it was great talking to everybody because, as it happened to be, it was pretty last minute. I mean, Dallas called me. I was in Chicago at the time on, the Tuesday before going, we needed to. You got to, help us do this. Even I need help and you get everybody to talk and give me this list. I said, I have to wait till I get back to Atlanta. So everybody was so cooperative. I called. I left messages. People called me back. I sent some emails. And the common theme to me was critical in that the website, you as a team, moved everybody to success. Access to Dallas, and everybody was shocked they had access to Dallas. And more importantly, how the team website is so important in their weight loss journey, and having made their own personal friends and then a larger group of friends and instant communication with the chat room and by email, by phone calls, you make friends and then you're tweeting and you're doing, that they were overwhelmed with welcoming and feeling like they had someone to talk to about anything by different skills of who they talk with. And it also brought into me the attention of how important it is to welcome all these new people. That was the overriding comment from every single person.
Oh, absolutely. People are blown away when they get, 10, 15 people welcoming them, because you don't get that anywhere else.
Everywhere else it's like, you hop into places and people are concerned about themselves, and here it's like a victory for one person is a victory for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're knocking out 40 superhero push-ups or if you just were able to palm the floor on a forward bend, if that's just where you're at, or if you just did Diamond Dozen for the first time, if you did something you've done something amazing for yourself.
Exactly. And in the chat room particularly, the comments were always, there's always someone in the chat room, somebody that will talk to you, to help you out. So I was impressed by all of that. And then the dedication to trying. Some have tried over and over again, or someone like Stacy Tillman, who I knew this whole decade, doing it five different times, start, stop, and then bingo, it clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always there for everybody. Even if we can't help in that minute, we're willing. If they're reaching out, we're answering. And that every one of us has had some type of struggle in general. I know Ed came in pretty quick. Everybody just had great stories to share, and always they added how important it has been that they had friends on the team. And that also, they, because of the friendship we offer and the communication and the help, they can't wait to pay it forward. Everybody there is so enthusiastic, like you say, to share it, pay it forward, and help someone else to feel like they get to feel. So it's really a giving, loving family. I felt just like y'all already knew you. I just hadn't seen you.
That's awesome.
Hey, Terry, you hit on a key point when you talked about access with Dallas. And this kind of hits back on Sparky about people for the next infomercial. For those out there who just don't, you know, think that, you know, oh, well, we've been friends with, you know, each other for forever or whatever. No, we're just every regular people who have put the, you know, effort in and the sweat in. And, you know, that's all it is. You know, it's just one, you know, we're all just regular people, you know.
Except for Sparky.
Yeah, I'm a slacker.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, and that's cool, though. You say that it's like, you know, I used to think, you know, one of my challenges, I used to think because, Ed, I was a huge fan of Dallas. I was a huge fan of Nitro. And, you know, I still feel that I'm bothering him. But after this weekend, you know, just the genuineness of him. And I always thought he was genuine. I always thought he was great. Every time he called me, I was like, man, he's taking time out of his day to talk to me. And then this weekend with just sort of how it's almost like, you know, he knew me well enough that he knew that he, you know, needed to push me a little bit further to get a little bit more comfortable with him to make me feel that, hey, you know what, if right now I wanted to pick up the phone and call him to say that I needed something or I had a problem or I needed to get past something, that he would be there and he would care. So, I mean, and he genuinely does, and it's just like everybody else here.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, I've got a little bit different I've probably got a similar relationship with Dallas that Terry or Arthur does, but I know that I can pick up the phone and call Dallas if I need something. He's going to be there, and he's been there for me, you know, in ways that I can't even sometimes even comprehend.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what was great when you saw it, and I can't wait for people to see the infomercial, but Stacy, the little vignette that they did when you had the surprise to show you how cool this is, maybe you should touch on the part where Dallas, we hit a little bit last week, but he made a trip just for you, even though he knew he was going to see you this weekend.
You know, that just blew me away. For those who weren't listening last week, Dallas and Steve Yu, the videographer, made a trip to upstate New York to videotape Dallas surprising me. And, you know, it just, I can't even talk about it without kind of cracking up. But he choreographed the whole thing. It probably took weeks. I know Terry knew about it. Doug knew about it. Maybe Robert and Sparky, you might have known about it. My boyfriend, Bill, helped to nail the deal and keep me in the dark. And he walked into the living room, and I just about did a backflip. I was so shocked. And I didn't cry like I did with Terry because it was a total, total surprise. With Terry, I saw her across the room. I had a few minutes to process, you know. But he really, I mean, that just blew me away that he came all the way across the country to do that, give me that surprise.
Yeah, that was, I mean, when you watch that video and you see it, when people see it come out, you know, the expression on your face was fantastic because it was like, that was sheer joy.
Yeah.
When you saw your face, that was the definition. When somebody opens the dictionary and looks at joy, they should have that picture right there.
It's true. But everything you say about the family is right on, and it's a big testament to how healing the power of caring is, and that is what makes this fitness system, or whatever you want to call it, completely different from anything else.
That's cool. I'm really impressed. The coolest thing about this, I came home, and through the weekend, I was talking to Jenny about it and how excited I was. You know, I was like, I got to meet Terry. When I came home Thursday, when Terry called me, like, that was amazing for me because it really put what the weekend was into perspective. We had a great conversation. Then we got there, and then I was like, you know, I got to meet Steve. I was like, I'm talking to Dallas. You know, I saw Ed. You know, I saw his family, his wife was there, and then, you know, I got to meet you, Stacy, and then I got to hang out with Arthur and have the workout. And I think, you know, through osmosis or whatever, she could just feel it, and she went up. This week, she's been throwing in DDP yoga. You know, she's getting over a fractured ankle, and she's been trying to do some other stuff, and she's like, my ankle's been hurting me. Every day, she's had a video on. I came home from work today. The kids are eating dinner already. She's over in the living room working out the fat burner. How cool
nice.
Is that?
Very.
Yeah. Wow. Great.
Yeah, I mean, just that people can even feel that excitement, even having not have been immersed in it yet. So I think it's pretty cool. You know, one guy who is a very exciting guy, and I think he's still on the line, is Chris. Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey,
what's
Chris.
What's up, brother from Boston? Hey, how's everybody doing?
Doing good, brother.
So, you just got done yesterday. Did you shoot yesterday?
Yeah, we shot, you can still call it today because we went to about 1 a.m. So, I think I kind of I got lethargic there for a little bit. It was a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be having those cameras on me. But everybody with Dallas and Terry was just so great with me. And, I mean, she even gave me a little back rub at the end there because I, like a punch, I dropped on the ground. I was so tired after everything. I dropped on the ground and the mic battery jammed right into my lower back.
No, so funny. You did Chris, but yeah, we got to spend some time together, didn't we?
Yeah, it was definitely too short, but you know, it meant the world to me. And you know, as everybody keeps repeating the same thing, you know, when Dallas picked me up at the airport, I mean, I jumped in the car. He was kind of having to do a drive by because they weren't letting him stop. I jumped right into the Tahoe. I threw my bag in the back, and it was like we had been talking for years. You know, like we were best friends, and, you know, we just hadn't seen each other for a bit. And, you know, we just kind of went right into everything. And, I mean, I can't explain how, I mean, that feels. It's just, I mean, this guy is not like anything like I really expected, and how real and how true he is and how sincere he is about everything that he's talking about. I mean, I had such a great time. I could only wish. I'm hearing everybody talk about the pizza party they had and the little party. I'm kind of jealous. I wish I had more time, and I wish I really got to meet everybody else. But I had fantastic 48 hours, not even 24 hours, but hands down the best time I've had in my life.
Yeah, that was me. It was kind of like a flash in and out. It's one of the funniest things is when we were shooting, I got worried because there's always something that's going to go on, and like it's like water off a duck's back with Dallas. Like we got in, and our hotel was like completely jammed up. We had to switch hotels, switch venues, get everything all fixed up. So we get into this new hotel. It's amazing. It's got like an atrium in it. It's all wide open. And the morning of the shoot, we, you know, Ed and I got an awesome workout with Arthur.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was ripping off of us. New moves, all kinds of new stuff going on there. I got some video, and I'm not quite as quick as Ed to get it up, but I got some picture of Ed sweating on Arthur's mat, and, you know, Arthur made him feel it. But the funniest thing is, go ahead.
No, I just said, oh, my God, because I know that the stories you said, don't sweat on Arthur's mat.
Yeah, that's one thing you don't want to do. And because he will make you feel the workout. I tell you what, though, if you do and you make it through it, that's a badge of honor right there. we're sitting there in the hotel, and Stacey, you were in a different place, right? So you probably didn't hear this.
Yeah.
I start hearing this drum, and I'm thinking, I have heard that before. And I look out, it was like an Indian wedding flash mob opened up in the lobby. There was a dude with a drum just beating on it, and there must have been 50 people in saris and colorful suits and stuff dancing around him, then another crowd of about 50 or 60 people just standing there.
I did hear it because I was being interviewed at the time.
All right, okay.
Stop.
You remember, Terry?
Oh, yeah. And it's getting worse and worse. And Dallas was getting, like, crazier and crazier and calling. And it's like, how much more can we take? We moved to get away. We had to. And then here comes an Indian drummer wedding ceremony. but, you know, we all know how to roll with that. And it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. But I got some video of it, but I was like, this is kind of amazing going on right here. There was like all kinds of crazy stuff happening, but they still pulled it off. It was like, for what we had and what we were doing and what Dallas threw together, it was like, to me it was an amazing time. But so back to you, Chris. So you shot a big majority of the time. Did you get a workout in at all? Or?
Yeah, as soon as I got off the flight, he picked me up, took me to the hotel, let me get settled for a few minutes, but he was already ready. He was downstairs with the mats, had them all set up. I went upstairs into the room, changed. Within 35, 40 minutes of getting off the plane, we went right into a workout. And as you were saying, all new moves, different positions. So he kind of showed me a few new things, but... And he wore me out, hands down. I was sweating within the first 15 minutes. So we got a good workout in. We had people basically sitting off to the side. They were working out in the gym, pretty much stopped what they were doing, dead in their tracks, asking us what it was, what are we doing. And, you know, Dallas went right into it, explaining about, with the heart monitor, and actually did a little demonstration basically for the guy. We showed my heart rate had dropped down to about, 110 I was at, and I actually jacked my heart rate up to about 200 beats right there on the spot within a minute and a half, and the guy couldn't believe it. He was in shock, and Dallas went through everything and explained and talked to him a little bit about it, and, you know, we kind of reached, you know, three people right there within, you know, 10 minutes of, you know, I was starting to do the workout.
Nice.
But it was motivation. I mean, having him right there in front of you, I mean, it was just,
yeah.
It was unreal. I mean, I've been a fan of his since I was a kid watching wrestling. So to have him arm distance away from me, talking to me, and, he picked right up on my weakness, which a lot of you guys know with the bronchial asthma that I suffered. And he knew that I have a problem with the breathing. So he was really, he focused in on my breathing a lot and helping me with the diaphragm. And that's been helping me out so much in every aspect.
Hey, real quick, give me your best. What did you do?
What was the question?
Give me your best. What could you do?
What could I do?
So, yeah, get to the workouts, though, bro. I want to hit Ed real quick because we did a workout in the gym with Arthur, and Arthur started taunting people, didn't he?
No.
Really?
Yeah. You still there, Ed?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And why don't you tell people a little bit about, like, the situation we were in, just proving that you can do DDP yoga anywhere, and then how Arthur was kind of taunting the guys coming in.
Yeah, I mean, that was intense because, you know, the night before we went and we took a look at the gym, and Arthur basically said, yeah, this is a good enough area. The only thing I'm going to have to worry about is how loud I'm going to have to get. And, you know, the following morning, you know, Arthur set up his mat, and I grabbed a mat that they had in the gym. But it's like when people were getting on machines, you know, not only was Arthur, you know, grilling, you know, Sparky and myself with the positions, but he's like, you don't need machines. You know, where's your heart rate at? You don't need machines to get this kind of burn. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I knew what I was in for working out with Arthur. And I felt bad for the people on the machines because it's like, wait a minute, he's like totally grilling these two through all these positions. But just, you know, the verbal intimidation, it's like, man, I just want to grab a mat and get on, you know, what Arthur was doing rather than, you know, sitting in that stationary bike.
Yeah, the best part about that is that we worked out for an hour, and then you had the bolt, and then Arthur and I stuck around for maybe 10, 15 minutes afterwards and kept going. All those guys, the most, what were they, 20 minutes each guy in and out?
Yeah.
How do you get a 20-minute workout? I mean, with DDP yoga, you can. I don't know how you're going to do anything else. So now that everybody's heard a little bit about how awesome this has been for everybody, there's still a challenge out there. And Steve Yu, who is, along with Robert, you know, one of the masters of DDP yoga and Team DDP yoga and putting this stuff together for Dallas, pretty much drove and coordinated a lot of the stuff going on and knows exactly what you need to do to be in the next infomercial. Steve, you there? What's up, brother?
Steve?
Bueller?
Bueller?
Bueller? Twice.
I think Steve's having some technical difficulties on his end, which is surprising for him because he's a guru.
Yeah. Steve has, I mean, you walk up, and I don't know if any of you have seen Swordfish, but imagine Swordfish, Matrix, anything. That's like Steve's office headquarters has anything and everything IT-related you could have in it. Like, he was showing me, like, the drives that he had, the setup, dual monitors, everything going on. But it was pretty cool.
Hey, who doesn't have dual monitors, really?
What's that?
I said, who doesn't have dual monitors? I mean, come on.
I've got one solitary lonely monitor. I actually just upgraded from a CRT about, you know, 12 months ago. So, yeah. Hey, what are you going to do? But, you know, we can all hit that then because, you know, coming up, there's going to be another infomercial, and hopefully if Steve pops in, he can talk a little bit about it. But since we're all on the line, you've got Ed, you've got Chris, you've got Robert, Terry, Stacy, myself, Doug. And what we wanted to do is kind of to say, hey, you know, we're all here. We're all part of Team DDP Yoga. If you think that you could put your body, your voice, and your face in front of a camera and, you know, sell it, show people what DDP yoga is all about. I am willing, having gone through it, to sort of say, hey, I'm a coach here. I can help you out. You guys in?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in.
So you know our names. You know where to find us. I'll throw a blog up. I mean, Steve already got it up there for the infomercial. But, you know, come in. We've got Chris and we've got Ed who have been here about 2 months apiece who have kicked some major butt. You know, I'm 2 years. You got Terry, who's been here since the beginning. You got Robert, who's been here for how many years, Robert?
So 5 or 6.
5 or 6. And not only does he know the workouts, but he knows the sites. He knows everything else, you know. And you've got Stacy and Doug, who are monster vaders themselves, who know every single way to get it done. But, you know, Stacy, maybe you know, if somebody was thinking about it, you know, what are the couple things that they would have to do right now to put themselves 2 months down the road to say they could actually do the implement?
Yeah.
in the wrong state.
We're getting major background noise from somebody.
Yeah. So, did you hear that when you were there?
Yeah, I hear it. Sounds like somebody's, I don't know, dropping a phone or something.
But,
I don't know.
Did you hear the question? Can you put that one up about prep for the for an infomercial?
Say again?
That's better.
Okay. If you want to pick up the, if somebody's thinking about it and they're on day zero, they want to get, 2 months down the road to sort of put themselves in an infomercial shape. Not saying that you're going to get in it. It's not everybody is. But at any point during the day, you should be ready and willing to have your body in shape to get there. What would you guys tell them to get in that kind of shape?
Well, you have to be consistent with the workout, and like DDP says in your life CD, you got to be honest with yourself and what you're willing to put in. But for me, I knew I wasn't going to get results unless I was, 3-4 times a week minimum consistent. And Dallas and Terry, who encouraged me to start eating clean and give up the dairy, the cow dairy, and gluten. And that's when I really started to get into high gear with the changes.
Hey, and since we'll let you guys know that we've got Steve, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, there
hey.
You go, brother.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I was trying to call in using my Google Voice on my computer, so it sounds good with my mic, but obviously it didn't sound like anything. So,
yeah.
So I called.
That was probably
so I just
you.
I called in my phone. So.
Yeah, and just for anybody who doesn't know Steve, I mean, people, I've been working for Dallas for 5 or 6 years now or whatever. Steve, you haven't been with him quite as long, but how long have you been working with us? About a good couple of years, hasn't it been?
Yeah, I mean, I've been friends with Dallas for a long time, maybe 6 or 7 years. And, I mean, he always just kind of calls me when he has a computer problem, and I always try to help him as much as I can. So, he likes it that even though I'm on the East Coast, I'm basically on West Coast time.
Yes.
I stay up until like 3 in the morning, so he'll call me at 3 in the morning when his computer isn't working and stuff.
Steve, you've really come into the fold in the last, real strong in the last 6-7 months, and people give me a lot of credit for all the sites. DDPYoga.com wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for Steve. I mean, he's been busting his ass right along with me, so he takes a lot of the credit.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, I mean, I've always tried to help Dallas with all this stuff, and then he just kind of wanted me to try to help you guys because, I mean, it was just Robert and him for a while, so they needed to bring at least one other person into the mayhem, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
If that happened, I would probably be in – if that didn't happen, I'd probably be in an asylum right now, so I'm glad that you came along.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, you know, one of the things that we were at perfect timing, we were sort of closing out the show with, Steve, is, everybody has been talking about what an amazing place this is and how the infomercial was just, a beyond real world experience and just, it was amazing for everybody to be in. And you have a blog and a challenge out there about the next infomercial. You want to give people a little information about that?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't necessarily talking about the one after this one because, I mean, we don't really know, but it's always hard to say what the exact timeline is going to be on us getting this first one done. So, one of the things that we really do need is for people to shoot themselves, like a lot of at-home footage, even if you're not at your goal, like, because the whole thing about, the appeal of this program is that it really is adaptable for like people who are just starting and people are really advanced. So even if people are just starting and they want to film themselves and talk about how, maybe this workout is different because they could actually do it and get through it even if they weigh, even if they have 100 pounds or more to lose. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is really valuable for us to really, you see the trend now on TV is a lot of kind of reality-based home video stuff. So, we really would like to get a lot of stuff from the people that are actually doing the workouts and how they feel about it, because that really helps promote it more than anything, you know?
Yeah, I think a perfect example of that would be the Arthur video.
Right, if he didn't shoot that, I mean, you know, just imagine, you know, how much harder it would be for us to say, look what this guy did, you know, just showing a before and after picture, you know, it only goes so far. So showing someone as they're actually going through the process of trying to transform themselves, you know, it's really amazing to see, you know, people as they struggle, because that's, you know, if you eliminate all the struggle stuff out of the story, there's no inspiration, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and we've actually got Arthur here on the line with us right now.
Hey, Arthur.
Hi.
Hey, Arthur.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. I got off a little early tonight, so I figured I'd come in and say hi.
That is awesome. And you made a big sacrifice, or your wife made a big sacrifice for the infomercial, didn't she? In the beard.
Yeah, she let me grow one.
And then look at that one too. Had you shave half it off?
Well, I tell you what, it's gone now.
Okay.
I got about 5 feet inside the door, and there was a pair of scissors.
Well, you know, the funny thing about that is I remember that when they were shooting the first infomercial stuff, and Arthur decided to shave it, and he hadn't shaved at all in, like, I don't know how long it was, like 10 years, Arthur, or something?
Something like that, yeah.
I remember, because I was filming for, you know, in part because of the documentary, Arthur's in the documentary that I've been working on, and so I walked to the door, and Arthur opens the door, and he's like, your beard is gone. And he's, like, all bloody, you know, because he had to shave. He had so much to shave. And he like, cut him his neck up. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, and I remember Dallas coming back from that, and they had actually taken all the before and after pictures, like, while you're getting your hair cut and everything, because it didn't look like Arthur anymore.
Right. Yeah, I have that. I have his haircut on video. I have all these pictures of his haircut. You know, there's a lot of hair to cut off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you want some behind the.
It was really cool when.
And we're getting some big feedback from you, Arthur, I think.
Sorry.
That's better.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you want some behind the scenes footage, I got a little bit of Arthur trimming it up for DDP right before the shoot, so.
And I don't know if you guys noticed, but I put up a short video of when Stacy and Terry met for the first time. It's on Team DDP Yoga. You might want to check it out. It's pretty moving when you see them meet for the first time.
Oh, and hey, and since we've got everybody on here, I wanted to mention this earlier, but there's a new guy on Team DDP Yoga. His name is Matthew Blevins, and he just joined. This guy, he jumped up on my radar a couple of days ago because he sent a couple of tweets, and let me read them out to you. It says, my wife bought me your YRG 50-plus workout, and, you know, the old-school YRG people remember that workout.
Yeah.
His wife bought it for him 4 years ago, and I stuck it away in the closet until last October when I reached 561-plus pounds.
Wow.
Today, yeah, that's his first tweet. His second tweet says, today I hit 450 pounds, over 110 pounds in just 6 months.
Yay.
Good.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah.
We need to get that guy a webcam ASAP.
Oh, yeah. His name is Matthew Blevins. If anybody on wants to check him out, he just joined Team DDP Yoga.
Hey, Robert, if you can, Robert, shoot me his thing. I'm going to try to get a hold of him and give him a call. You know, talk to him that way, too.
Okay.
In fact, Robert, I'm not getting, like, those emails that says, like, yeah, to check on who's joining or whatever.
You're breaking up a little bit, Terry. What was that?
I said I was always seeing, like, you know, who's joined DDP and stuff, but I haven't been getting any of that, so.
Huh. That may be your settings. I'll take a look at that after the show.
Okay, good, because I got so busy this past week with all the popped up, and I noticed, I know people must be joining.
Oh, yeah, we've had people joining like crazy. And
I know.
Everybody can attest to that.
Yeah, we're approaching like 2,000 members right now. We used to be on track for like, you know, maybe average was like 20 people a week. We're over double that now. We get about 50 or 60 people on Team DDP Yoga a week.
Yeah.
So,
and I was thinking about it earlier, and I think you can probably attest to this as well, Sparky. You know, Stacy said that, or no, Terry said that, you know, you go to the website now and there's always somebody in the chat room. You know,
yeah.
There used to never be anybody in the chat room. I mean, you'd be very lucky to catch anybody. So it's been really nice the way that everything's been progressing the last, you know, six to 12 months.
Yeah, it's been. Do you remember when in the radio show, and this was like a couple years? Was it a couple years? I guess it was over a year ago when they started the radio show, and Dallas was like, "I don't know about that chat," and now it's just pumping. on the radio show and on the site, but you know, the social media for DDP Yoga it's just attests to what this is all about, because we don't need, I mean it'd be nice, but we don't need like all this fanciness. The grassroots sort of the viral impact that Team DDP Yoga has, I think it's amazing.
Absolutely,
you can't compare.
When we first envisioned this, it was something we would hope would happen, but we never could have expected what it grew into. It's just amazing.
Well, Robert, you've done an amazing job with just, you know, getting everything, you know, how the site has changed itself, you know, from just, what, a year ago till the way it is right now.
Yeah, and you may remember, and I'm sure Sparky, or not Sparky, but Arthur, you probably remember the original community site that we had. It was that was three websites ago, so
yeah.
We've made a lot of changes.
Yeah, and there's so many, what's the word, there's so many people, it's just incredible.
Yeah, right now we're standing at 1,700 members. It's almost 1,800.
Yep.
And there's people doing it that haven't even signed up. You know, if they just signed up, that'd be so much nicer, too.
Yeah.
So that's a good message, Doug. So if anybody out there is listening to this show, and you bought the program or you're thinking about buying the program, you need to get your ass over to teamddpyoga.com and join and watch in amazement at what happens, because you will be blown away by all the messages and all the welcomes and all the love that's going to come your way to show you that this really works.
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody needs to join. I mean, it's a free site. You're not, you know, it's always free. So there's no real reason not to join, unless, of course, you don't have a computer. And, you know, I think that's the only valid reason.
Absolutely. You know, this is the place to be. No other temporary 90-day workout is going to give you community. It's going to give you, you know, a program, is going to give you a lifestyle, is going to give you a nutrition plan, is going to give you friends, and in the end, is going to give you the family that Team DDP Yoga is going to give you. You're going to be left with 90 days of something that's too difficult to manage, goals that you might not be able to hit, and then 90 days after that, you're going to be right where you started. Don't start over. Start once. Start here.
Hey, that reminds me, strangely enough, did anybody see the picture that Chris Jericho put up? He put it up on his Twitter today.
No, I missed it. What's up?
There's a, you know, the CM Punk put up a comic book he was reading, so Chris Jericho put up a just, you know, I just worked out and this is what I'm doing to beat your ass picture. But if you look at the picture, if you go to twitter.com/IamJericho, if you look at him, next to him is a laptop, and right next to the laptop is a pile of DDP Yoga DVDs.
That's awesome.
You know, for stuff that he just, I don't know if he happens to do it or if he means to do it, but the proximity that he allows DDP Yoga to be to him and his persona is unbelievable. I mean, when you look at him as a superstar, and Dallas says it all the time, like, I couldn't afford him. I'm sitting next to him when he was talking. He was on a radio interview, and he's like, "You think I'm paying him? No, he believes in it, and he loves it so much that he does it. It's fantastic for the community."
Absolutely. I mean, Jericho has gone so far above and beyond anything. I mean, because Dallas told me that, you know, the boys don't put over each other stuff like this. It just doesn't happen. I mean, what Jericho is doing for us is absolutely amazing. You know, I've had Ryback from WWE NXT. You know, he emailed me, and the only reason he emailed me was because he heard about the program from Jericho. And we picked up Titus O'Neil the same way. You know, so he's sending people our way all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and this is Steve, and based on what he said yesterday at Raw, like all these different wrestlers are coming up to him. You know, they were coming up to him saying, you know, dude, I'm doing your workout. So, you know, that's like a perfect kind of venue for people, you know, who are beat up. They're all
absolutely
beat up. You know, and it's like they're all trying to figure out how not to feel pain. So it's actually, you know, amazing how it's kind of spreading just kind of by itself. You know, obviously Jericho is doing a lot for that. But then, you know, everybody's going to be doing it sooner or later, you know.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, Jericho said at the beginning that he wanted to get everybody in the locker room doing it. And, you know, a lot of things people say are just talk. But I think it seems like he's on a mission.
Yeah, well, I think that at a certain level, because this is what happened with Dallas, is like you realize that, you know, you have to do it to feel good in that kind of, you know, sport, because they're all hurt all the time. So, you know, once he started doing it and it made him feel good, he realized he can't stop doing it. And then, you know, hopefully that just kind of spreads to everybody.
Absolutely.
So.
And, yeah, when I talked to Dallas yesterday, he said that he was talking to somebody, and Santino Marella came over and was just putting over the workout like crazy.
So. Right. Well, I mean, you know, those guys already have a great work ethic. I mean, most of those guys work out a lot anyway. So giving them a program like that, and if they are consistent, they're going to see, like, the results that people see here who are extremely consistent, you know. And so that just magnifies how much benefit they get out of it. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely adding to it, and everybody can feel the impact of what they're doing. So I know for me, I think we hit everything that we wanted to about this.
Hey, Sparky, I want to say one extra thing on this, and I know we hit here mainly on the infomercial and stuff like this, but if people want to, you know, they're just new, or even if not, and you want to get an inkling of experience of what it is to do the workouts, to hang around with DDP, to meet people, fellow, you know, family members like this in Team DDP Yoga, then you have to go to the retreat. You got to mention the retreat on this one, because it's all tied together.
Definitely.
Yeah, so for any, if you haven't heard about the retreat, if you get your DDP radio email or go to the website, and the DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza, second one in Mexico, July 26th.
Nowhere near the cartels.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing to say about that is, I guess some people think, oh, I need to be in shape to go, and I think that that's a misconception, because, you know, people could go even if they're just starting, or even if they haven't quite started yet, to kind of introduce them to the whole thing, because the way Dallas does those kind of workouts is he knows who needs help and who doesn't. Like, he's kind of in tune with the whole crowd, and he's like, okay, you guys go into safety zone, and you guys can do something more advanced. So, you know, that's the kind of thing, is if you need like a jump start into getting inspired, getting motivated, you get to see Stacy and Arthur there, and they'll talk about their story, and, you know, that could be just the thing that you might need if you can't figure out how to get started. You know, you just go to something like that. So,
you know, Steve, that's a great point that you just said. It's because last year I was at the retreat last year, and you know, Dallas had met, you know, two older guys. One guy had, you know, had me beat. He had 27 surgeries. And then his father-in-law was 72 years 72 years old. This guy kicked ass at the workouts. But, you know, it's all about, and then there was guys like Jason Richards and the other lady, Pam, and everybody that was there. Some people were there, you know, that were had just barely been doing it. So you are right. It's not about how long you've been doing it or whatever. It's just about getting down there and experience the experience itself.
Yeah, because, you know, I think a lot of people, sometimes they might be intimidated by all these people who have done it for so long, and that's not really the point of it. You know, the point of it is to really kind of come together and inspire each other to keep improving. So, you know, if you have, like, 100 pounds or more to lose, that it's still a perfect kind of outing to go to, because you'll get a lot of tips from so many people who have kind of been there, you know, started out where they might be, so...
Yeah, and if people are worried about the cost, this is an all-inclusive resort. You know, DDP is not going to take you anywhere that isn't going to treat you like gold. His sister Sally goes down, make sure they run the place ship-shape for you. And you're talking, if you get somebody to room with, you're talking around maybe $800 for the room. So, you know, and that includes everything. That's your food, that's your drinks. That's four nights there. So you want to go to check out those rates, ddpyogaretreat.com. You can look up everything there. Three nights if you want to go a little cheaper. Four nights if you want to be there for everything. But it's going to be a great opportunity to work out with the man, and like Steve said, at any level. Start day one, go. You're there for 2 years, go.
Yeah, I actually called on that today, and they described... You know, everything that's going to be taking place on the trip. And speaking with Dallas Saturday night, you know, he said his goal is, you know, if you guys come down, it's, you know, partake in the workouts, eat all you want, drink all you want, and the goal is that you don't gain 2 pounds.
Yep, 2 pounds. And it is there to have fun. He is not there to break your back. He is there to show you that you can do this, you can live this lifestyle. You can be motivated, and you can still live life. DDP Yoga is not here to break your back. That's for sure.
Oh, no, the activities alone afterwards, I mean, we all went and had dinner, and, you know, there's music and dancing, and people had drinks and sat out by the pool. Just, like I said, the experience alone and the activities, you know, it's not just the workouts. You know, that's an integral part, but it's just the hanging out with people and becoming, you know, just more of a bond and friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet, yeah. And it's going to be a really good deal. So you guys coming into the program, if you got questions, if you're looking to get yourself ready to go, you got everybody on this phone who's willing to be a coach. You got everybody on Team DDP Yoga who's willing to be a coach. You just got to step up, raise your hand, ask the question. We'll help you. We have people who've had injuries. We have people who've lost weight. We have people who have fallen. We have people who got back up. You know, we have people who have families. We got guys who do jiu-jitsu. So, you know, there's no excuse. There's somebody here to match your lifestyle that can get you through any issue that you might have. It's a team. It's a family. And, you know, that's about what I got to leave you with. Anybody else? On the line, you guys want to close up with anything? Leave a last thought.
One thing real fast. I got this thing from Eric Phillips today, and mm-hmm. apparently there are some people looking at setting up some kind of an East Coast meetup.
Yeah,
and
correct.
And Dave Orth, I hope I'm saying that right, is started the post or the chat or whatever they're calling it.
Yep.
But... yeah, I just think that would be really awesome. I don't know when it's going to be, but they're talking. Somebody's saying D.C., somebody's saying
yeah.
Baltimore. Maryland. I remember over the weekend people were talking about doing it on the National Mall.
Yeah.
Getting a whole bunch of us doing, you know, doing DDP yoga on the National Mall. I mean, if I can get there, I'm there.
Yeah, it would be that would be hot. Yeah, I think there's an idea of DDP yoga in D.C. 2012. There's a thread of it out on Team DDP Yoga. The guys Arthur mentioned, Arthur Sandy, he's going to try to get there. You got Eric Phillips Jersey, if you know him, Dave Ward. I'm going to try to get there. It's only a few hours for me, but
We're looking sort of the beginning of June. If that doesn't happen, maybe after the retreat in August. But you got to stop by and say you're interested. I mean, still the couple of us that can go might get there. D.C. seems local. Seems like there's a lot of stuff there for people to do. So, you know, get in, get your input. It'll happen if you want it to.
Yeah. I mean, I could even teach a class for you guys if you want. And I wouldn't kill anybody, I promise.
Yeah.
I just had a
really good idea with the, you said with the mall, if we had a big open space, the cool thing
is
we had somebody to shoot the video, if we did some sort of a flash mob, how cool would that be if all of a sudden everybody flipped out their mats and then you had you leading the way and we went into a, and we just went right into running one of the programs.
Yeah, well, I mean, what could they say? It's just a bunch of people sweating, you know, it's not like we're doing anything.
Well, I mean, they do them everywhere else. In train stations, people start dancing around. Why not do this?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be something, if we captured that on video, that would be something amazing.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And I was actually reading up on the regulations for the National Mall to make sure we were cool. There's nothing happening there until the third week of June, so the first 2 weeks are cool. You should be in relatively good shape as long as you're not promoting or making big films or anything. We should be good under 100 people without a permit. So, you know,
yeah,
well,
I mean, we
need it for all kinds of stuff from you, but, you know, we can do it.
Yeah,
yeah,
we can just have
cool.
Somebody there with a camera phone, you know, someone has a good, like, a 1080i or a 1080p camera phone or something, and just shoot it.
Hey, it'll be the longest lasting flash mob. If it's an Arthur workout, that flash mob is going to be more like
it's
slow-mo
be a
mob.
Sweat mob.
It's going to be a sweat mob.
Well, we can cut it to like 30 minutes.
I can do 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I can do an hour and 30 minutes.
That's more loud. Let's go for the curb.
Dallas took me through a 70-minute workout, like 20, 30, 40 minutes after I got off the plane. So that was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Cool. So we got
the longest class I've regularly taught. For a while, I was teaching an hour and a half class every Saturday morning, and then once in a while, I would teach like a 2-hour class, which is a lot of fun, actually.
Man.
Wow.
I'd say I was a victim to one of those, but I actually enjoyed it. So. I tell you the best thing about that. After you do the DVDs, if you get in front of somebody, you're going to be challenged. But it's nice to see the different styles, different formats from somebody like Arthur actually getting a live workout from DDP, because you will go outside of your comfort zone and you want to do that. And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's a challenge. So.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, I think with that we got in everything we needed to get in. I'm going to say thank you to Arthur, to Chris, to Ed, to Doug, to Terry, to Stacy, to Robert, and I think I'm missing somebody, to Steve. Everybody, this has been a jam-packed show. Actually, one of the best shows I think we've done with so many people on it. So thanks to everybody for calling in.
No problem. It was my pleasure, and I thank you to everybody else out there. This has truly been an unbelievable experience and a great ride so far, and I'm looking forward to more.
Oh, yeah.
So, Stacey, Robert, last words?
I'm good, brother.
All right.
Well, guys, just remember, in the spirit of the infomercial, the spirit of owning your life, you never get anything you don't earn. Go back, grab it with both hands, kill it, make it your own. And if the 10% comes a knocking, you get right in the ass. Live life at 90%.
You're here.
Hoorah.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.